Today, as we begin another program here on The More Abundant Life, it is my privilege and my pleasure to welcome you. The More Abundant Life is a radio broadcast which features inspiring messages by Pastor Wendley Phipps. My name is Adrian Wesney Jr. I'm your host for The More Abundant Life, and today we're happy to bring to you program number 183. The title is Seek the Lost. This is a message that was presented by Pastor Phipps to the Seabrook Church. And as we have done in previous programs, when there is a lengthy message and there is not enough time to present the whole message, we are going to divide this one into two. So today, we're going to hear Seek the Lost Part 1, and we will broadcast the continuation and conclusion of that message, this message, in another broadcast. I do hope that you will stay with us for our program today, because I'm sure that God is going to bring you a rich blessing through this message, the message entitled Seek the Lost, Part 1. As we prepare for the message, here is music, His Eye is on the Sparrow by Wendley Phipps.
The shadows come. Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Your heart be troubled. His tender voice I hear, and resting on His goodness, I lose my doubts and my draw thee closer to me. From care He sets me free, for His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches. I sing because I'm happy. watching me. His eye is on the sparrow. I know he's watching. Message this morning, seek the lost. Seek the lost. What man of you, Luke 15, verse 4, having 100 sheep and having lost one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? First, let me say it's great to be back home. Over the last 2 weeks, Linda and I had the honor and privilege of spending some time on the island of Cyprus. From there, we went on to Jerusalem, where it was my privilege to sing that beautiful Negro spiritual, "Were You There?" I sang it a cappella before an audience in the Garden Tomb, not far from where the place of the skull, not far from Calvary, where it is believed our Lord was crucified, and to stand in front of a tomb singing, "Were You There?" when he rose from the dead. It was quite a wonderful experience. And we then traveled to the island of Crete, an island that was once at the crossroads of trade and commerce in the Mediterranean. It was to the church in Crete that Paul wrote his letter to the church through Titus. And from there we visited the beautiful island of Santorini, and ended our journey in Athens. You know, it was in Athens that Paul stood on Mars Hill, spoke to the city fathers, saying, "Ye men of Athens, I see that you are very religious people. I walk through your city. I see many statues and altars dedicated to many different gods. And on one altar, I even saw written, 'Dedicated to the unknown God.'" He said, "Today I want to tell you about this unknown God." Our time in Israel was particularly memorable. We landed at the port of Ashdod, and as we traveled through the countryside where Jesus walked and lived, it was easy to see why prophets and even Jesus himself used illustrations from the life and work of shepherds to teach of God's tender purposes towards man. In the Middle East, customs change very slowly, and you can still see sheep grazing while being watched over by shepherds. One thing is for sure, sheep have always needed a shepherd. Moses tended sheep. When Joseph went to see his brothers before they threw him in the pit, they were tending sheep. David was called from watching over his sheep to be anointed king over Israel. Shepherds were watching the flocks by night at Bethlehem the night Christ was born. God used the life and work of shepherds to teach us many things. But one very important lesson that God wanted us to learn is found in our scripture today. What man of you, having 100 sheep, and having lost one of them, did not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? One year, as Jesus tells the story, one shepherd had a particularly difficult time with one little lamb. Oh, that one little lamb was giving this shepherd a hard time. It was always lagging behind the rest of the flock. Sometimes to play, sometimes to munch on a juicy clump of grass. When it came time to cross the swift moving stream, this little lamb was always wanting to decide where it wanted to cross. This little lamb always thought he knew better than the shepherd. He knew where to cross this dangerous stream. Many a little lamb like him drowned. But this little lamb was always rescued by the shepherd's crook. One time this little lamb broke a leg trying to show how well it could jump from rock to rock. And for a while the master had to carry this lamb everywhere he went. Sounds like some of us. The shepherd in the east often wore a large cloak made of sheepskin or woven of wool or hair. And this coat protected him from the cold at night. And in the breast of his cloak was often a big, deep pocket that he used to carry in it little lambs that were hurt or were too young to keep up with the others. Well, this little lamb caused his master great concern. As he carried him around in that big pocket, he prayed for that little lamb. And one night the shepherd brought his sheep back to the fold. And as he always did, he counted the sheep to make sure that none was missing. In the east, sheep were counted when they were put in the fold and when they were taken out. This particular evening, this shepherd found that when he counted, that he had 99 instead of 100. Are you with me this morning? He counted them again and again to make sure he had not made a mistake. Finally, he concluded to his horror that one of his sheep was missing. He searched the flock to find out which little lamb was missing, only to discover that it was that wayward, willful little lamb who always thought he knew what was best. This little lamb probably saw a clump of grass that he thought was much greener than the grass the shepherd was leading the flock to. Oh, are you with me today? And we so often think that we know better than God's will. He leads us this way, we say, no, no, but it looks greener over that way. This little lamb probably figured he could run, have a little nibble, and then catch up with the others. But as usual, when he finished, he saw another bit of grass a little further away. And he had to munch on that too. He just had to get a little bit of that green grass too. That little lamb was enjoying himself so much, he forgot about the flock he was supposed to remain close to. And soon the sun began to sink in the west. The shadows grew longer. And when that little lamb finally decided it was time to go home, he realized he didn't know the way home. He didn't even know which way to turn. This part of the mountain was not familiar to him. Church, a sheep is perhaps the most helpless of all creatures. By itself, it can't find green pastures. Like the camel, it cannot sense water from afar. Oh, a sheep needs help every which way. A sheep need a shepherd. Sheep, like a dog or dove, it can't find its way back home. It's not prepared to fight its enemies. And when it's running alone, it's easy prey for wolves. That little lamb began bleating, calling out to the shepherd, but the shepherd was nowhere to be found. It soon grew dark and the little lamb grew afraid. Oh, how he longed for the shepherd and the safety of the fold. He knew there was danger in the mountains. And if the shepherd didn't come, he was going to be somebody's supper. He cried out pitifully, but no one heard. His little legs grew weary. His woolly coat that kept him warm became tangled in the thorns and briars. Soon he heard the howling of a distant wolf, and he shuddered in terror. Finally exhausted, he lay down to rest. Oh, but thank God, back at the fold. The shepherd had realized one of his sheep was missing. Back at the fold, that shepherd could have said, what a shame. Well, at least I still have 99. I can't worry myself over one little lamb. That shepherd could have said, this will teach him. You're not listening to me today. This shepherd could have said, this will teach me to be more careful next time. That shepherd could have said, good riddance. That little lamb always gave me more trouble than he was worth. That shepherd could have said, by now he's probably somebody's lunch. I don't need to go out there and look for him. That shepherd could have said, some wild beast has probably devoured him a long time ago. That shepherd could have said, it isn't wise or prudent for me to risk my life.
That's right.
And the safety of the other flock going after that troublesome little lamb. That shepherd could have said, look at the 99 sheep in the fold. He could have thought of that poor little lamb, but he said to himself, that little lamb is in danger. And because of love, that shepherd set out into the dark of night. The perils and dangers that awaited him in the mountains, he gave them not a second thought. And so through the darkness, he stumbled, calling out softly and tenderly at first, little lamb, little lamb. Then louder and clearer over the rocks and hills, little lamb, little lamb. Church, though the shepherd was weary, bruised, and torn, he never gave up hope. Little lamb, he said, little lamb. That shepherd searched all night, and when it was almost near the break of day, he heard a faint bleat in the distance. He stopped to listen. Yes, it was the cry of his little lamb. It was a weak cry, feeble cry, but he could understand and recognize that cry, and he rushed to her side, scooped her up into his arms. Yes. And like some of us wouldn't make good shepherds. This shepherd didn't reprimand that little lamb. I said some of us wouldn't make good shepherds. He didn't speak of the sacrifice. See what I've gone through for you? Some of us wouldn't make good shepherds. Look at the inconveniences I've gone through for you. Some of us wouldn't make good shepherds. Softly and tenderly, he held that little lamb to his bosom. He caressed it, then swung it around his shoulders. John 10:11, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep. Some of us wouldn't make good shepherds. We see trouble coming, we go the other way. For some lost sheep, our shepherd, aren't you glad we have a shepherd who's willing to give his life for the sheep? For some lost sheep, our shepherd left his happy home in heaven. Hallelujah. For some lost sheep, our shepherd walked the dangerous paths of life. For some lost sheep, our shepherd toiled and suffered, carried a cross all the way to Calvary. And today, our shepherd is still looking for some lost sheep. Every day, he leaves the 99 every day. He's searching for some lost sinner as if they were the only sheep in the world. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says in Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to what? Save what? That which was lost. Jesus came to this earth to seek and save the lost. And every day, Jesus is leading search and rescue missions for the lost. A few years ago, a large family of about 11 children accidentally in Denver left one of those children behind in a motel. Child was probably playing hide and seek. Family got in the car, and they traveled several hundred miles before they discovered that one of their children was missing. They couldn't just keep driving. They had to turn back. They didn't say, well, we still have 10 children left. They didn't say, what's one child? No, they called ahead. They had the police put out all point bulletins on this child. And to their surprise, the Kansas Highway Patrol found the child,
had the child in their possession. They met the police at the state border who delivered the child safely to the family. I want you to know the Good Shepherd has countless thousands of sheep who are safe in the fold, who are safe and warm, who are not worried about the sheep left behind. Instead of being contented with the sheep who are safe, every day Jesus is climbing rocks, looking behind brambles. I tell you, said Jesus, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous who need no repentance. I'm convinced that if we're going to be faithful to the life, example, and teachings of Jesus, I'm going to tread on some toes here for a minute. I am convinced that if we are going to be faithful to the life, example, and teachings of Jesus, that all who feel that they are in the fold are going to have to work to seek and save the lost. I am convinced we can no longer sit around in the safety and security of the church and talk about all those bad people that the poor shepherd is chasing after. Are you listening to me today? I am convinced we cannot stand back and lament over how wild it is out there, how stormy it is out there. Those sheep who have been saved, like you and like me, must dedicate ourselves like Jesus to both seek and save the lost. Someone said, Lord, open our hearts to care about the lost. Lord, give us eyes that look upon other people with compassion. Lord, give us ears that detect the pathetic bleating of some lost sheep. Lord, help us detect the weary sighs, the unhappy outbursts. Sometimes when people act the fool, they just need Christ. They don't need you beating up on them. Are you with me today? Lord, help us to see those who want a way out of damnation and danger. Help us to hear their cry. Help us to tenderly bring them back to you. You know, in the parable of the lost sheep, I'm preaching this morning, and I'm moving kind of fast. I got a lot to cover. You pray for me today. In the parable of the lost sheep, the shepherd left the 99 and went searching for the one lost sheep. And sometimes we who serve the Lord have to leave the 99 in the pews around us and go out in the highways and hedges searching for lost sheep. We cannot forget that while we were fighting against him, flaunting our disobedience before him, that the good shepherd came looking for us.
Thank you, Lord.
We can't forget that while we were lost, deserving of divine displeasure, that the good shepherd came looking for us. We can't forget that while we were yet sinners, the good shepherd persevered in his tender purposes towards us. I'm just glad that Jesus came looking for this one little lamb right here in this pulpit this morning. I'm so glad that Jesus came looking for me. I'm so glad that his love was steadfast, dependable. I'm so glad that no sacrifice was too great, no hardship too severe to keep this good shepherd from coming looking for me. I'm so glad that our good shepherd could not be deterred. He said, neither life nor death, nor principalities, nor power can separate us from his love. I'm so glad that he risked all danger and that he would let nothing keep him back from seeking and saving the lost. So little lamb, today God is looking for you. Today God needs some of his little lambs to join his search and rescue mission. He needs to know that some of his little lambs have not forgotten, hear me today, that they have a responsibility to seek and save the lost. Now, church, I don't know why, but God has so structured it that the path to our salvation is the path of selfless service to those who are lost and forgotten. If you think you're going to make it to heaven by giving your life to Jesus and forgetting about the loss, I want you to know you've got to think this thing through again. Amen. Too often we see our primary responsibility to the lost sheep as preaching to them and praying for their salvation. But today, God needs sheep that are burdened for the lost and the forgotten, so burdened that they are not going to wait for the sheep to come to them. But they're going to carry out the Lord's command. They're going to seek out and work to save the lost. Now, you know, as a church, we know a lot about saving the lost. We know very little about seeking the lost. Are you listening to me today? You see, the commission is to seek and save. We know a whole lot about saving. We know very little about seeking. We do real well or pretty well with those who show up at our church door. We are burdened for sheep.
Well, that brings us to the end of the message and to the end of our program today. I want to thank Pastor Phipps for that message. I do hope that you appreciated it, you understood it, and it was a blessing to you. If you would like to obtain a copy of today's message, please call the Seabrook Church office. Their phone number is 301-577-6342. The phone number again is 301-577-6342. Today you will want to ask for program number 183, and that will give you the title, Seek the Lost, Part 1. Also, if you would like to visit the Seabrook Church in person, the address in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area is 8900 Good Luck Road, and that's in Lanham, Maryland. For directions, you may call the church office. The phone number there again is 301-577-6342. Worship services are held each Saturday morning at 8:15 a.m. and again at 11 a.m. Well, until next time, my name is Adrian Westney Jr. As always, I like to wish you God's richest blessings for the week. I do hope that you will take the time to join us again for another program here on The More Abundant Life. But until you can, please remember the words of John 10, verse 10, where Jesus said, "I came that you might have life, and that that life might be the more abundant life."
In your heart.